Finally, the Indian Grand Prix. According to me, the biggest sporting action of this year. I would actually rate it above the World Cup also. But that's me. I'm an ardent Formula One fan. For all you cricket fans out there, I don't know whether you know about much about Formula One. But me, I'm RJ Rishi Kapoor. With me is Formula One enthusiast and columnist, Kunal Shah. Kunal, the Grand Prix is here, my friend.
Yes, finally, Rishi, after a few months of waiting, final countdown towards the Indian Grand Prix is finally here, and I'm super excited. Are you?
I am. I hope the tax problem is sorted, because all the Formula One teams and the bosses have been talking about some tax issue. I don't even know what it is, actually.
Well, you know what? Honestly, I don't care. I'm just waiting for the cars to go and come and go racing and see the best of the drivers and teams and, you know, just cheer for Force India. That's what I'm waiting to do.
I'm waiting myself. Dr. Vijay Mallya has actually sold a part of the team to someone else, but it's still the Indian flag. It's still the colours. And can you believe it? Michael Schumacher is going to be stepping his foot on our land. So, the best guys here.
That's correct. God is finally visiting our country, is how I would say it.
Yes, that's how I would put it as well. And the Indian Grand Prix track, the Budh International Circuit, it's designed by Herman Tilke. He's designed most of the tracks now in Formula One. It's not a classic-looking track, but it's a very modern-looking track. It's got a lot of uphill and downhill changes, and they're saying that it's going to be a really, really cool one for overtaking. Tell me, just run me through the track once.
Well, you know, yes, Herman Tilke is on the track, and, you know, he's renowned to be a modern designer. A lot of people find his tracks boring, and it's going to be the first race, so, you know, a lot of mixed bag of opinions, I'm sure that'll be. But the good thing is, it's a lot of fast-flowing corners out there. Uh-huh. There are, you know, a lot of elevation changes that exist as well, and uh-huh. I'm sure it'll make for some wheel-to-wheel racing. And the back straight is 1.2 kilometers long, that is between turn 3 and 4. So I'm just excited to see what's going to happen out there.
I'm getting a feeling the DRS zone is going to be on the back straight.
That's correct. The DRS zone is going to be between turns 3 and 4. So anyone who's got tickets on turn 4 is going to be really watching a lot of overtaking action.
Oh, yes. So that becomes the place to be, because the place where you'll see some car wheel-to-wheel action and Mercedes and Mercedes-powered cars go really strong there.
Yes, I would agree. You know, in fact, if I were to select seats for the Indian Grand Prix, mm-hmm. and the main grandstands opposite the pit lane and the pit garages is mm-hmm. probably the best place to be, but of course the most expensive as well. In which case, I would choose seats along the turns of 1, 2 and 3 and then turn 4, because that's where a lot of fast-flowing corners exist. And then I think turns 9 and 10, where there is a banked corner that exists, you know, where they're saying cars are going to corner at speeds of over 220 kilometers per hour. So it's going to be great fun.
That is nerve-wracking. Okay, a lot of people don't know about Formula One in India, and through this blog, we're going to be updating them, educating them about what Formula One is, and it's just not only pressing an accelerator. But tell me something. If you had to pick this one car that could do really well in this Grand Prix, because it's a new circuit, it's quite an even playing field for everybody, tell me the one car that'll do really well.
Okay, I'm going to tell you of two teams who I'm going to really look out for. Red Bull, of course, is Constructors' Championship, and they have a fantastic car, so they will do well, but that's not the car I'm going to talk about.
Yeah,
I think McLaren has picked up some really good pace in the last few races.
Absolutely.
And we saw Hamilton break Red Bull's pole position record this season. Uh-huh. So McLaren is the car that I would look out for. And then, of course, we have the Sahara Force India team. You know, it's their home Grand Prix. Mm-hmm. Their form has just been on the up since the last 5-6 races.
Absolutely.
And hopefully they have a fantastic race, and maybe they will close down to the Lotus Renault team up ahead of them on the table.
Let me bring your attention to this one man called Fernando Alonso, the Spaniard. Now, our man in the last race showed some staggering pace in the last stint. Now, this stint was on prime tyres, not on the options, which is the slightly harder of the two. And he had the brakes, he had the wings, which are supposedly the next year's car wings. So, how does it look like for Ferrari?
Ferrari is going to, you know, I would say they will be the third fastest team again, with race pace being probably second fastest team, you know. Mm-hmm. And Alonso is a quick driver. He's a complete package. Mm-hmm. Learning a new circuit, he'll probably be doing better than the others. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you must know that Massa's outpaced Ferrari in the last four qualifying sessions. So, you never know. Massa and Alonso fight again.
Absolutely. Now, one critical point of the circuit is the uphill and the downhill changes, which have been specially built in this track. Not a Herman Tilke feature. Everybody's saying that is the marked feature, which is not even there in Abu Dhabi or Korea or other Grand Prix tracks that they say.
Yeah, you know, I haven't seen the circuit yet, but I wish to. I'll probably be seeing it next Wednesday or Thursday when I go to the circuit myself. Mm-hmm. I've been told, and of course this has been widely publicized on the internet, that between corners 1, 2, 3, and you know, by the time you go from the start line to the corner 3, there's about 14 meters of elevation changes, which is brilliant, you know. And I think it's going to just make for some brilliant racing leading up to that same corner.
That is going to be brilliant. We're very excited. Some drivers have driven on the circuit, including Neil Yani, who's test driving right now for Red Bull. And that's good news. So the tickets seem to be sold out, right?
Well, not really. I think the tickets are being sold out. In fact, just a while back, BookMyShow announced a massive discount for the race day tickets only. And I'm guessing and I'm hoping that a lot of people end up picking up tickets finally.
So how much is it going to cost? What's the damage going to be like? What do you think?
I read something towards the range of 15,000 rupees for a main grandstand ticket for Sunday access only, which I think is a steal. And I guess if you haven't yet bought your tickets, you must just go ahead and pick them.
All right, Kunal, one last question as a Formula One fan, which I would like to also put my thought to. Is it better to watch the Grand Prix on TV with a little bit of commentary, a little bit of other insights and a lot of different camera views, or on the grandstand where you see the cars actually in front of your eyes? Now, this is a fan's perspective, but it's a question that I want to give a thought.
See, I tell you what, I'm probably in the center. I enjoy doing both. I've been to several Grand Prix over the years. And at the Grand Prix, nothing beats the sound of a Formula One engine. And trust me, when you have 24 cars roaring down the first corner, there is nothing that can make you feel as excited and as nerve-wracking as they call it. And you'll never feel that effect on television. But yes, at the same time, good commentary on television does make for a good spectacle. If you ask me, you know, good Grand Prix, I'd want to be there. Maybe after that, I'll watch it on television.
Ah, that's it. So that's how it's going to be. A lot of people do want to watch it. A lot of people are eyeing for the tickets. Not necessarily the grandstand, because it's really turning out to be expensive. But hey, we'll catch you there and we'll get some live updates from you. And also, we'll be educating people about Formula One and its nuances right here on this blog. You can write to us. There's a link below this where you can click on and send in your comments. If you like the blog, great. If you don't like the blog, tell us how we can improve this. Kunal, for now, it's a goodbye. I'm going to be catching you very soon with the first lesson on Formula One.
That's correct, Rishi. I'll speak to you soon. Thank you, guys.